Welcome to the HR Happy Hour on Alexa. I'm Trish McFarlane, and today we're talking about health risks from work culture. In a time when well-being discussions are on the lips of a growing number of business leaders, there are also more mentions of the negative impact of the faster pace of the workplace on employees. Today, I'm thinking about an impact that comes from the unrealistic expectations of many executives. It's that realization that even if organizational leaders are thinking about well-being, what they really mean is addressing it in terms of medical, financial, or other benefits that can be given to the employees. I think this is ignoring a really important aspect of it, though. The root problem and the negative impact comes from the shrinking number of employees that are expected to do more work and at a far faster pace than ever before. In the past month, I've witnessed several examples of employees who wear their long hours at work and their continuous availability to their bosses and their weekly business travel as badges of honor. Now, for some, those might be badges of honor, but for the rest of us, there's a real cost of living in that mode continuously. The wear and tear on our bodies and our minds are real, and it manifests in stress and physical injuries. And these impacts then spill over into our personal lives when we have to deal with those repercussions. Yet, because of the pace of the work, we don't even seem to have time to go to the doctor or take care of solving those very issues. It's a vicious circle. To me, self-care should not have to be a choice at work. It should be the foundation of work. I think this disconnect between what the organizational leaders think is the cause of stress and what the employees say the case is demonstrates the chasm that needs to be addressed to positively impact productivity, engagement, and retention. As evidenced by a recent Willis Towers Watson survey, there is little overlap in the employee and employer view, and many of the items in the employee view are tactical things that an organization can change to make a difference. Things like perceived low pay, inadequate staffing levels, unclear goals and expectations, and overall company culture are causing the most stress. The employer view is focused more around the technologies that expand the workday and the lack of work-life balance. So what does this mean to you as a leader or an employee? The message here is that if you are a business leader, it's imperative that you seek to understand what really drives your own behavior as well as your team's behaviors. Don't rely on just what you think you already know. Ask them what is causing their stress. You may not be able to solve for everything, but easing the burden on some of these stressors will make a positive impact on their connection to you and the company. That's it for the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour show, or to hear all the show archives, please go to www.h3hr.com. And be sure to subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or your favorite podcast app.